This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أجارني الله وإياكم من عذاب النار اللهم آمين يا رب العالمين All praises due to Allah and may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the seal of the prophets and messengers Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, there is a concept that exists in this day and age during this time. And this concept is abbreviated into a word that is known as FOMO. FOMO stands for fear of missing out or fear of missed opportunity. So many people, many Muslims, many human beings, they will do things just so they can fit in, just so they don't miss out. They have to have this app. They have to buy this. They have to have that. They have to sign up for this because they don't want to be missing out. And in subhanAllah, the question is, who are the ones that are truly missing out? Who are the ones that are missing out on barakah in their lives? Who are the ones that are missing out on divine guidance? That Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that's always guiding you through and towards that which will bring about ease, towards that will take you out of hardship. And so subhanAllah, these people who are not pursuing the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to follow, and really just following their desire to a very large extent, they are the mahrumun. They are the deprived ones. So, insha'Allah ta'ala, over the next few moments, I just want to share a list of the most deprived people, or some of the most deprived people here on earth. When it comes to grouping up people, there are different types of groups. There are those who enjoy success in this world, and they enjoy success in the hereafter. They are the faizun. They are the ones who were successful. Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ جَعَلَنِ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ مِنْهُمْ. That those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the residents of the fire cannot be equal to the residents of Jannah. Only the residents of Jannah will be successful. That's it. Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. That whoever follows my guidance, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ, this person will not go astray. And the scholars said this is in reference to this worldly life. وَلَا يَشْقَى, and he will not suffer, meaning in the hereafter, from the moment he dies, from the grave, moving on to the day of judgment. Then there is the group of people who they have wealth, they have money, they have status. But you find these people, they are miserable. Allah Azza wa Jal says about these people, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. That whoever turns away from my dhikr, from my remembrance, anything that allows you to remember Allah, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, this person will have a wretched, a very miserable life. So you see this person, he has a very toxic family. He has issues all the time, maybe with his relationships, maybe with his wealth, and many other areas of life. Then there are those people who are losers, who lose out in the dunya, and they lose out in the akhirah. About them, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. That there are those who worship Allah on the edge, they're on the border. فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. And if this person is touched by goodness, he feels safe, he feels reassured. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. But when that person is struck with a calamity, with a hardship, this person turns on his face. He probably turns to disbelief. He probably says things that are haram, that are unwarranted, that bring about the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. And that is the manifest loss. That is the absolute loss. So the question is, what are the actions and the behaviors that every Muslim should be thinking about and fearing that they miss out on the opportunity of those actions? Who are some of the most deprived Muslims who are the mahrumun? From amongst the most deprived people are those who do not pray. The ones who are not praying are from amongst the most deprived of people. Deprived is the one who does not pray. And subhanAllah, when the mu'adhin says, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, come to salah, come to success. Falah means success. And so the scholars, they said that success here is in reference to achieving much of that which you desire. And that it includes being protected from a lot of that which you fear. So if you want to be truly a successful person, the successful person who is the one who's praying, and consequently Allah Azza wa Jal is blessing him from his bounties, and he's being protected from much of the things that he doesn't want in his life. So salah is really at the heart and the backbone of this deen. It's the first thing that we're going to be asked about. It's the act of worship of all the acts of worship that was legislated in the heavens, apart from all other acts of worship that were legislated on earth. And subhanAllah, given that we have now entered into the school year And many of our children are going to school. You see, what we do, subhanAllah, for those children who are at an age of praying, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, command your children to pray at 7, and you know, discipline them for it when they turn 10. So especially if you have children at the age of 10, and they are going to school, and you're waking up your child to go to school, but you're not waking up your child to go and pray Fajr, what are you teaching your child? You're teaching your child that school is more important than salah. That's the reality. Because if salah was so important, why aren't you waking me up, mum? Why aren't you waking me up, dad, for the salah? That is the most important issue, as-salah. The first thing we get asked about on the day of judgment is salah. Salah is the connection between a abd and between the Rabb. So if you are not praying, there's a missing link. And then when you have a missing link with your wife, with your husband, with your children, with your parent, and you're not praying and you're wondering, why am I not connected? Maybe it's because you're disconnected to Allah Azza wa Jal. How do you expect barakah and connection with the people around you? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instilling love in the hearts of people, the closest people to you, towards you, because al-qulub yuqallibuha Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is muqallib al-qulub. He is the turner of the hearts. If Allah azza wa jal is not in the core of your heart, and how you know that Allah is in the core of your heart is how you treat your salah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the core of your heart, then inshallah everything else that your heart loves will have barakah and have blessing. But if Allah azza wa jal is not in the core of your heart, and you have a competitor to Allah azza wa jal in the core of your heart, then you run the risk of causing injustice to everything else that your heart is connected to. And whatever you place in the core of your heart may end up being your greatest source of pain and misery in this dunya. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Deprived are those who are not making a serious and a sincere effort to maintain good relations with his parents and with his relatives, as it is known as birrul walidain, being dutiful towards your parents. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions a very remarkable hadith, an inspiring hadith. And he said, whoever is pleased to have his provision, yani his wealth, expanded. Who doesn't love to have more money, more wealth that they can use on their family, use for the sake of their akhirah? Whoever is pleased to have his provision expanded and his lifespan extended, living a longer life or a life that's filled with quality life, let him keep good relations with his family. Deprived from the sweetness of having good friends who remind them of the hereafter. So having good friends is very, very important. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-akhillau yawma'idhin ba'duhum li-ba'din adu illa al-muttaqin. That close friends, your buddies on this earth, your akhilla, they are going to be enemies to one another on that day, meaning the day of judgment, except for the muttaqin, except for those who have taqwa, subhanallah. So we need to choose our friends wisely, and we need to really start to think about those friends that are detaching us from the purpose of life, that can lead to our misery. As Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يا ويلتا ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا. Here the ظالم, the oppressor, will be biting on both of his hands. both, not just one, but both of his hands. يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ. The ظَالِم is the one who not only oppresses others, but he oppresses his own self by not doing what Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded. يَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. And he will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. I wish that I took with the messenger, the path of the messenger. Woe to me, I wish I didn't take such and such as a friend. Your friends are like your a lift. They can either take you up or bring you down. As-sahibu sahib. Your friend can bring you this way, can bring you that way. And so, as the saying goes, tell me who your friends are, and I will tell you who you are. It's so important to ensure that we have good friends. Deprived is the one who is not following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam contains many, many hidden gems. Those which are apparent and those which we're still discovering with research, with science, with studies and analysis. There are many examples of this. Let's share a few. From amongst the most important sunnah is when it comes to our worship. So for example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said about the two units of sunnah before the fajr, he said, Raka'ata, the two units, al-fajr khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha, that the two sunnah of the fajr is better than all of the dunya and what is in it. And so subhanallah, the question is, are we praying the sunnah prayer? Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, she said she never saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pray a prayer that is more quick than the two units of fajr before the fard of fajr. He prayed them quickly. So the ideal Muslim doesn't turn these sunan into missed opportunities, but he makes a conscious effort to pray these sunan which are beneficial for him or for her. In Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّ وَالْفَرَغِ. That there are two blessings that many people are deceived into losing. Yani they lose out much because they're not adhering to these and doing the things that will bring about and safeguard these two blessings. And they are الصِّحَّ وَالْفَرَغِ, good health and free time. And so deprived are the ones who are wasting their time. And today in this day and age, we have so many distractions through social media, through socializing. So it could be that we're wasting time as a result of face-to-face socializing, or it could be that we're wasting time always scrolling on our phones. We need to be more disciplined individuals. Not wasting that time, but using that energy and that time to please Allah, to be at the service of our family, to spend time with our children, to spend time in the community and making contributions for our dunya and for our akhirah. And then, deprived are the ones, according to this hadith, the ones who are not taking care of their health. This is very important in this day and age, because today we see that at the root cause of much of today's health-related issues is not really making a sincere effort to learn and perhaps unlearn and relearn about the contributors towards optimal health. Today we have high rates of cancer, we have diabetes, high rates, heart disease, viral infections, depression, autoimmune, chronic pain, and the list goes on. And these are coming about a lot to do with our lifestyle choices. So we need to remember that a lot of the things that we are doing are going against the Quran and the Sunnah. For example, Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Allah addresses mankind, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ, people, كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ, eat from what is on the earth that is halal. And alhamdulillah, as Muslims, the majority of us, we have that, we've done that well. We always look for halal, the halal label, the ingredients, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. But the verse never ended there. He says, halalan tayyiba. At-tayyib is that which is good, that which is wholesome, that which will benefit your body. So if you're reading ingredients that are very, very foreign and you start to read a lot of numbers, the question is that really tayyib? Is that really good? Is that doing you, your body much good? Because it's really important to understand that to be worshipping Allah, to be making contributions to the community and for our akhirah, we need to be in good health. We need to have energy. How are we going to have energy when our health is not good? So let's make more of an effort, insha'Allah ta'ala, when it comes to our health, such as eating right. Even, subhanAllah, stress, eliminating stress through adhkaru sabahi wal masa. Stress is one of the causes of some of the leading problems that we have. So it's important to do the adhkar al-sabah wal-masah. You're depriving yourself of good health and not being stressed and depressed because you're not saying adhkar like Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Or Allahumma inni as'aluka al-'afwa wal-'afiyah fid dunya wal-akhirah until the end of the dua and the hadith. These things are there to protect us. Prevention is better than cure. So it's really important to remember this. Sleep is very important. Yes. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sleep after Isha. So it's really important to start to really follow these mandates and instructions and guidance from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deprived is the one who lacks rahmah towards the creation. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ar-Rahimuna yarhamuhum ar-Rahman. Irhamu man fil ardi, yarhamukum man fis sama. Rahma. Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. And we did not send you, commission you, a messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except as a mercy to all of mankind. Our teachings, any teaching that you come across in Islam, any teaching, behind it there is rahmah. There is rahmah, there is mercy. So the question is, are we having mercy towards our spouse, towards our husband or wife, towards our parents, towards our children, towards our work colleagues? As an employer, are you having rahmah towards your employees? Are you having rahmah towards your neighbors and the people around you? Or are you going to be from amongst those deprived of rahmah and the blessing of rahmah? Deprived is the one who doesn't express his gratitude towards Allah Azza wa Jal. Who doesn't show his shukr towards Allah Azza wa Jal. He's ungrateful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. And remember, when your Lord proclaimed, if you are grateful, I will certainly give you more. Subhanallah. When you show your gratitude by giving back to the community, by giving for the sake of Allah, Allah's going to compensate you. Allah's going to give you more. So subhanAllah, this is something that we need to remember. Deprived are those who are engaging in major sins, al-kabair. Like what in this day and age? Like for example, unfortunately, we have Muslims who are taking drugs. We have Muslims who are dealing drugs. We have Muslims who are drinking alcohol, transporting alcohol, engaging in riba, engaging in interest-based loans, engaging in gambling, engaging in zina and fornication and adultery. So if anyone is doing these major sins, then this person is not only harming his hereafter if he doesn't repent and seek repentance from Allah Azza wa Jal and put a stop to this, but he is also harming his dunya. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. That whatever of misfortune befalls you is due to what your own hands have earned. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And he pardons much. So subhanAllah, you find yourself maybe because of your sin that you've undermined and you think maybe I'll live to an age whereby Allah will forgive me. I'll ask for repentance and Allah will forgive me. But you're missing the point. Because whatever of misfortune is that's befalling you now, be it the misery that you have in your relationship, be it the misery that you have with your children, be it as a result of your health, be it as a result of your wealth and your business not doing well, it could well be from a sin that you looked at it as being hayyin wa huwa inda Allahi azim. وتحسبونه هينا وهو عند الله عظيم. Deprived is the one who does not forgive others. And I want to share this story. There was a scholar by the name of Mas'ud Muhammad Al-Hamadhani. And he was from the good people from the past. And whenever he met anyone who wronged him, he used to say, the past shouldn't be mentioned. We shouldn't mention the past. That was his quote. He would forgive for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. He passed away. And someone saw this man in a dream. And it was said to him, what did Allah say to you? He said to me, O Mas'ud, the past shouldn't be mentioned. And he ordered the angels to send him into Jannah. This is the power of forgiving others and putting our pride aside, putting our egos aside. Deprived is the one who on the day of judgment will say, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. The one who will say, I wish I had done something for my hayat, for my true life. He's saying it in the hereafter. What does that mean? That means the true life is the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all with a good end. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. The deprived, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is the one who does not repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. The reality of repentance is to have regret, to have nadam over what was committed in the past, and to disassociate, to detach yourself from it in the here and in the now. And third condition is to resolve and to intend never to return to it in the future. Why be from amongst the deprived when you can be from amongst the successful? Why be from amongst the miserable when you can be from amongst the winners, the faizun? Why be from amongst those who are going to regret when regret is too late, when you can be from the prosperous ones and the happy ones? Yes, we can't go back and change the beginning or what's happened to us in our past or what we've been through. But we can start now and we can create a better future for ourselves by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وعمل صالحا فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون شيئا. As for those who repent, believe, and they do good, it is they who will be admitted into paradise, never being denied any reward. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارفع عنا البلاء والوباء، اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.